A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 5th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's ultimatum to vendors in all major cities in Zimbabwe to leave the streets by Sunday or risk being forcibly evicted by Monday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 12080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about vendors.
Zimbabwe's local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, gave street vendors operating in central business districts in towns and cities to leave or be forcibly removed by the Zimbabwe National Army.
According to government estimates, there are about 5.6 million Zimbabweans engaged in vending, mostly in the capital city, Harare, and also the second largest city, Bulawayo, Mutare, and other smaller towns. Gibbs.
Thousands of people in Zimbabwe are engaged in vending due to the current harsh economic situation in the country. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those with WhatsApp, you can send a message on this number, 1-202-465-0138. Yes, so kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka amadza diwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya dze vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa nekuti musi wesvondo sezvirutaurwa nehurumende ndo rinenge riri zuva rekupedzisira rekuti vanhu havanga vabuda mumugwagwa. Vakasadaro zviri kunzi vanobviswa nechisimba, asi tiri kunzwa kuti gurukota rinoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika vaSidney Sekeramai vanenge vativo mauto haasi kuzopindira. Asi izvi zvinopesana nezvakataurwa nevamwe vakuru vemauto pavakaita musangano nevanotengesa mumigwagwa nemameya nemakanzura vachitivo mauto achapindira nekuti mauto ari pasi pesangano rinozikanwa nekuti Joint Operations Command kana kuti JOC. Nekudaro zvinhu hapana anoziva kuti nemuvhuro zvinenge zvakamira sei, asi hapana kunyatsowirirana nekuti vanotengesa mugwagwa vari kuti vari kuda mabasa. Ukuwo vamwe varidzi vezvitoro vari kuti vari kuvakanganisa kuita mabasa avo ivo vemuzvitoro vachibhadhara mari dzemitero. Nekune rimwe divi, magweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu akaita sana Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari kuti ivo hurumende haikwanisi kushandisa mauto munyaya dzakadai. Gibbs.
Yes, urikandaba lingalichona njani ndapetikona kona ngapo ke ngemaka yatira ngapa ke eWashington aisi yaphila sibula kwamagama ye udabe kuthi uyine sikhuluma ngalo namhlanje ikhona kokwenzakala ezitaladini zeHarare ezitaladini zakobulawayo khona ngapho eGweru eMtare le ndaweni esijiyeneyo lapho ke okulabantu abaningi abasebethengisa impahla ejiyeneyo sikhuluma nje ke umnumzana uIgnatius Jombo yena ongumphathi ntambo wogatsha lukahulumende lolukhangelane lamadolobho uthi abantu laba kumele besuke kuthi kutshanje isonto kungasela muntu ozabonakala esezitaladini kuthi nxa kungenziwanga khonokho ye kuzangena-ke ibutho lesizwe kumbe kungene lamapholisa aqotsha abantu ngeblessing so kodwa bakhona bathi amapholisa ukuthi angene amasotsha ukuthi angenele akulunganga ngoba nganga amapholisa ngako yazwakala kodwa abaningi bathi inkinga ekhona yikuthi umnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle so lokho kudingwa ngabantu bakahulumende ukuthi babophise abantu abazithengiselayo nje kungane bathi batshaya eceleni so kumele balungise umnotho siyakhumbula ukuthi ibandla lezanu PF lathembisa ukuthi lizaba kuzaba nemsebenzi 2 million ngo-2013 kodwa sikhuluma nje imisebenzi yaphela amakampani avalwa into ezinjalo so sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lubona njani lolu udaba ye nasinombolo lifone kanye sizalifonela khona ngapho lapha khona inombolo-ke zithi 1-202-619-2077 wothani liphindele futhi khona ngapho esimbumbumbu duzane lagwanda phela kuzobuya khona ngapho-ke emount darwin ledotito livulana amaradio lilalele phela nansi-ke inombolo 1-202-619-2077 lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho
And I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest. That is Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, an independent political analyst. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Nkomo, by Sunday, no vendor should be on the streets of Bulawayo, Gweru, you know, you talk of Harare, you know, especially in the central business districts. What's your take on this thing?
I think the problem of vendors is a symptom of the collapse of the economy. So what should be addressed is the collapse of the economy, is the collapse of industry, is the lack of investment. People are just trying to make a living by getting onto the streets. But if there were jobs, if there was employment, if the factories were still operating and there was sufficient investment, those people would not be on the street. So really trying to get rid of them, it's just dealing with the symptoms of a deeper problem. It's only driving the problem underground. So I think really, Chombo really missed it there because the problem is that of unemployment. The problem is that of a collapsed economy and not the vendors. The vendors are just a symptom. Nobody's saying that they should sell anyway. But the point is, it's just a symptom.
But
of a bigger problem.
Mr. Nkomo, we also see that the government has been tolerating this for a long time. Of course, they say if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats. What has prompted the government to evict the vendors at this juncture?
It's difficult to figure that out. But remember, it's not the first time. The way the Operation Murambatsuna in 2005. So it's nothing new. And again, Operation Murambatsuna appeared to be an operation spearheaded by the Joint Operations Command, which is the case again. They may be thinking that the vendors may pose a security threat or whatever. But whatever the case is, it's unjustifiable. Again, it's not something new. They've done it before. They may do it again, even though the Minister of Defense has said the army will not be involved in that operation. So it's something that they may do, but it would be very politically suicidal for them to do that.
Thank you so much. We'll see if it's going to be political harakiri. Gibbs.
Now we're joined by the National Director of the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe, and that is Mr. Samuel Wadzai. Mr. Wadzai, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. You can hear some very good music in the background. So we know it was a Friday, right?
Yeah.
Are you at Mereki or somewhere else?
Sorry?
Are you at Mereki? You know Mereki?
No, I'm not at Mereki. I'm at Iduriro.
All right, I think you're quiet.
Okay, Mr. Wadzai, what is the latest now? The army today came out, that is the Minister of Defense, came out to say the army is not going to be involved in the eviction of vendors come Monday. Are you relieved?
No, we I cannot say we are relieved. We expected them to do that. We expected them to do that because that's what the Constitution says. The reason why we are not excited is that we never wanted the army to be involved in social economic issues. We never wanted them to be involved in issues that relate to vendors, because we feel that as vendors, we have got authorities that we relate to directly. Those are local authorities. And if there is any need for policing, there are municipal police to deal with that. So it's not something that we can celebrate about. Why should we celebrate about that? If they were going to come, we're going to receive them. But we feel that their withdrawal is neither here nor there. They were just supposed not to interfere in the work of vendors.
And we also understand the authorities were planning a crackdown of some sort. Is this true?
Hello?
Yes, I'm saying we understand the authorities were planning a crackdown of some sort. And we might have to ask you to move a bit, Mr. Wadzai. There's a lot of feedback.
I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, because where you are, it's a bit noisy. If you can move.
Breaking.
Okay, we'll call you back, Mr. Wadzai.
Okay.
Okay, Gibbs.
Yeah, okay. I think he's in a noisy place there. Mm. So let's get back to you, Baba Nkomo. Nxa sukhangele udaba lolu lokususwa kwabantu laba abathengisa ezidaladini. Kambe ngathi ke akunukisa ntungwane khonapho kumbe akho yini okuchama zamnyama nxa sukhangele wena.
Ya, mbona zani kumele sikhangele imbangele ukuthi abantu laba wayebe khona bethengisa ezidaladini. Lokhu kubangela ukuthi akulamsebenzi, amafactory sewavalwa, so ingakho-ke abantu sebezama ukuthi bephile ngokuthengisa. Yebo, yesibilile ngabe bethengisa endaweni ezingafanelanga, kodwa ngabe kulamakhampani, ngabe kulamafactory, ngabe kule misebenzi, ngabe abantu laba abakho vele ngathi esitridini. Insuku imali ayitholakali. So ngibona zani ukuzama ukuthi bengabi khona, ukuzama ukuthi angazi engxenye uhulumende ucabanga ukuthi ngxa yabantu laba bengahlupha nxa kungaba lama demonstration kungaba njani, angazi. But kungani yinto ehambelana lo mrambatswina, inkulumo yenkona inkulumo kamrambatswina shebini.
So according to Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, there are no jobs, so people have no alternative. So the best thing is to just go onto the street, sell whatever you have. That's it.
Regatende umterero dokutanga ari ku South Africa makadi mukomatondirai. Aiwa inindiri nani zvangu mukomatondirai dambudziko iri muri kuruona sei? Po gadziriswa sei?
Ah, mukoma bracing zvino siririsa mwangu. Wondoiri munyika ukaenda pamushapa hauna kana nzira inobuditsa mari yaunowana kana zvitese kusiya kwekutengesa. Ukabuda paport of entry Betty Bridge, zvinhu zvinotengeswa zvese kuzimbabwe zviri kubva musouth africa muno. Vanhu vanorambidzwa kubuditsa zvinhu izvozvo, asi mota dzemashefu dzinobuda dzakazara dzisina kana any punch of search. Zvonzi zvinhu zvinobva kunoko zvemajemowa yei chakazodai chakazodai. Vanhu vari kuzamawo kuti vazviwanire upenyu muHarare, Bulawayo kapa kupi muzimbabwe mese. Kuuraya baba. Ndiri kuti avo vakataura vakuru vemauto. Mauto edu anodzivirira hondo yevavengi vanouya vachizotirwira nekutirwisa muzimbabwe, kwete kuponda zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe. Mauto aya ndezimbabwe, haasi mauto iwanhuba. Kana vakateerera vakuru venyika yedu, isusu tinoda nyika yedu yeZimbabwe ndonyika yechizvarwa. Ndavamboziya vanhu vatengese chero pese panosvikika munhu achitengese muHarare kana kupi kana kupi. Vanhu vari kutambura mukoma Bresi.
Kovamwe kamukoma atonderai. Kovamwe ari kutika hatingarege vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina ivo vakuru vehurumende ava nekuti muguta macho hamuchatsikike.
Hakuna zvakadaro. Dai kwaya kuri kwekuti pane any government ipi chiti iri kushanda parasetawo dzakafa dzese dzakadhirika hapana basa. Maprivate sectors ese avhara hapana chiri kushanda. Waya vataimboti vesecurity kana havana chekutachengeta pamidhuri yacho zvaangoti kugara zvakadaro hazvisina basa. Kana kufudza mombe kwako hakuchabatsiri vamukoma Bresi. Mombe dzakatofa nenzara, hakuna chiriko. Kana hapana solution iri muZimbabwe ingaitwe nemunhu mutema ari munyika yeZimbabwe kushiya kwekutengesa vanhu vese vane madigirii vakafunda vasina kufunda vazvangofanana. Hakuna pazvisina musiyano mukoma Bresi. Hapana muguta muri kunzima hamuna mafambikiro navakuru ava. Asi kuti vari da kurambidza, vane pfungwa yekuti nguva inotengesa vanhu avo munzira umu ndonguva yavanogona kusangana, nekuti wazama kuda kuti wapute kufamba nemamovement eopposition wakutadza. Tarisamone kudzingana kwavari kuita nekurwisana kwavari kuita nekungoparadzana kwavari kuita imomo muchinzi tiri kutonga umomo. Hamuchisina chichimo chichagonwa kuti chiitwe navanhu ava. Saka nhau iriko ndeye kuti tikuti ngavaregere vanhu vatengese wofa here.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma atondirai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda mukoma Bresi, vakuru vedu ngavatinzwisisei zviro kwazvo, nyika ndeyedu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Tatenda mukoma Bresi.
Of course, Tondra is appealing to government leaders to heed the call by vendors to at least suspend this operation, because he's saying the situation is desperate. This is why people have resorted to selling their wares in the streets.
I think Mr. Samuel Wadzai is back, and that is the director of the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe. Mr. Wadzai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Now the phone is very, very clear. I thought you were playing chitekete, right? now tell us. Yes, at a certain place, right? So now tell us, what is the situation like in Harare? We're told yesterday that there were some kind of prayers, overnight prayers and something like that. So what is going on?
People are very anxious, about after the declaration by Minister Chombo. Everyone knows that the reason why Zimbabwe is still up and running is because of the capacity of Zimbabwe to work for themselves. And how have they been doing that? They decided to go into vending. So people got confused, and there's a lot of anxiety when the government made the pronouncement that they want to remove vendors. And we find it very queer, very eccentric. Why does the government want to do that? So our faith colleagues from the religion, from the church, they decided to start to pray. These guys from the government can realize that what they want to do is not only against the constitution, but against also what the Bible says. And we hope the prayers we had last night can really add in terms of changing the mindset of our leaders. I'm talking about the government. Yeah.
But Mr. Wadzai, some retailers are concerned that the vendors have virtually taken over their businesses. Meanwhile, they are paying taxes. They also have employees.
Those retailers should be reminded that vendors are also paying taxes. Vendors are paying between $2 and $5 to local authorities throughout the country. And it's not up to them to make such a claim. We have tried to engage them. We have tried to to see how we can correct the situation. I mean, it's not, we don't accept a scenario where vendors go in front of retailers' shops and they start to sell their wares.
Mm-hmm.
But we are saying this is a disparate situation, mm-hmm. which means everyone on board, we need to engage each other and mm-hmm. Start to talk about this issue so that we find common ground. Mm-hmm. I have talked to many of these retailers, and I felt that they appreciate the plight of vendors, and I felt that they want to engage. I felt that they are prepared to assist us in terms of getting, everything organized as far as vending is concerned. So we don't want them to be crybabies. They know the situation in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors are the ones that are buying from their shops.
Mm-hmm.
If they think vendors are their enemies, it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We need just to sit down and see how we can together address this problem
mm-hmm.
without antagonizing mm-hmm. anyone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government ultimatum that vendors must leave the streets by Sunday or risk being evicted by Monday. The local government minister earlier threatened to use the military to evict the vendors. But of course, today, Defense Minister Dr. Sydney Sekeramai came out to say, no, the army is not going to be involved. So it's most likely that the government will deploy the Zimbabwe Republic Police, and the council might also be forced to deploy the council police officers. Gibbs, regaitende kuwa tereri, unani parunari?
Iye, ilo mnum zanake unkomo ose koli. Baba nkomo, unga unja?
Ase preja.
Iye, unja napo kona kona pe koli.
Ngai, koli kumnand.
Iye, nantuta baba. So kumele la baba tengsayo, besuke zitalatini, ungatini kona?
Into ezisibuhlungu kakhulu gifti ike ngencane engala future lama ithengise ezitaladeni bale bhadi yabantwana labo ngoba bazalele elizweni elingala government elizweni elingala mali yayo okuthi ngenye ihistory umntwana ezela izolo ufana lo mntwana wazala ngesikhathi salokudengula ngoba ilizwe lalingala mali eyayo bengise Harare 2 weeks ago kunzima kakuhambeki laphana emakhethi sikuye kungcele kuyesabeka abantwana babantu abala government ezabancedisa lakobulawo kuyafana kuyesabeka bengaze bebakhuphe bebafake laphana bengaze besebenze khonaphana imali abayithola laphana ngiyokuthi besapota abanye abantu kodwa impilo zabo zifile abantu bekhaya lapho mbona ngani into abangayenza ake sihlakanipheni ke sivotele izaphu ngo-2018 sikhiphe yonke idoti le lapha ekhaya ngalokho esilakho lapha ngeke kushise ndawo singahlala 20 years from now akulampilo even A1 abantu bezazi bathi bafunda isitori samanga ephepheni ama-industry kobulawayo avaliwe kuthiwa kulabo professor kulabantu abalama-degree those degrees zifana nama-tissue ngoba abebasekungena be-operate amakhampani lana abelungu bahamba why bengangeni be-operate the only way ake sitry izaphu nokusabhala izimu sibona ukuthi izaphu iphethe iphi idokhumenti engancedisa umphakathi lo ngalokho kulapho abantu okuthi kufuna ukubusilize lokhu sethi kubone lokuningi iminyaka le minyaka it's a waste of time into engeke zisincede ngalutho abantwana labo bengazi bakhuphe baba abalampilo bengazi behlale ezitaladeni yazi kuyesabeka laphana eHarare kuyesabeka kakuhambeki ngani zinyosi abalampilo bahle kuraise idola kunzima the only way asivoteni zaphu bese ngicela ukuphuma mbijana
kubulawayo
lapha
10 seconds
kulama-by election ngiyacela kakhulu kulama-by election sicela laba abantu ababuya benebhasi labo siyakwazi ngabantu begazi labanabantu ababulala ngo-1983 ngegugurawundu sibavote out yayina lo ohambe wabacela ngo-1983 babemenza i-distance lamhlanje sihambe ebadonsa njengo-titi semuvo ithi yena bezomsapota kobulawayo ebhasini
e-highlandersbakobulawayo
ake lihlakani phele ibakhuphe labo bantu
ye ibhela sitshayele lapha baba nkomo sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ubuye lamhlanje ube le mpela viki enhle kakhulu njalo uphenduke ngeviki ezayo baba
ngikhona
Yes, well, according to Nkomo. Yeah, what Mr. Nkomo is saying is that, you know, most of the vendors are very unfortunate because they were born at the wrong time. He says Zimbabwe doesn't have its own currency. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe doesn't have a functional economy. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe is almost dead, according to him. So he says the government is not even prepared to assist these people to actually make a decent living. Mm-hmm. So now they're chasing them from the streets. Mm-hmm. So he says at the end of the day, people must vote for ZAPU. I think he may be a ZAPU supporter. Mm-hmm. And he says there are some people who claim to have degrees. Those degrees are useless. Why not revive industries? Mm-hmm. That's his take.
Interesting. Regai tende kune mwe mutereri vadongo makadi.
Hello.
Makadi zvenyu.
Ndi vadongo dongo.
Vadongo dongo.
Eh.
Makadi zvenyu.
Ndinofara zvangu makadi.
Aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa.
Nyaya iri mudariro ndaizwa kubvira mazuva ese ndichinzwa hangu.
Mhm. Munoona sei?
Nyaya inaumbira mushi.
Mhm.
Munoziva ndatidokubeki muna 2005 it's a repetition of what has happened. Muna 2005 makaita inonzi Operation Ramba Finale. Yakapedza kudestroy everything. Zvaingoitika saizvozvo. Matakshop akagara mumaguta, vanhu vaiita zvinhu zvese zvaida zvose zvikapera kupfanywa kupfanywa. Zvabva ipapapo that when you see kuti pakatanga kugadzirwa mari dzemapepa dzisina mazita. This is the same thing.
Dongo dongo, fambai, pamuri foni yenyenge atichanyidzwe zvakanaka. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Vakomana. That's serious.
Mr. Dongo Dongo is not a happy citizen of Zimbabwe. He's saying, you know, this is taking exception to the use of the word ultimatum. He's saying that must not be used, especially when people are not gainfully employed. Gibbs.
Just a few words, Mr. Nkomo, before we take a break. What do you think about what the caller was saying?
I totally agree with the caller because the issue of the vendors is just a symptom of a failed economy. It's a symptom of failed governance. It's a symptom of failed policies. I mean, they're not, they've promised hundreds of thousands of jobs after the elections. Those jobs are not there. And because the jobs are not there, people have gone onto the street to try and survive. Now, to threaten those people for trying to survive really is hypocrisy of the highest order.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Kong.
Yes, and Mr. Wadzai, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe. Don't forget the number if you want to join the show right now, 1-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.